For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Me and B are out west, holding it down at 1757 Country Club for the Heroes and Legends Golf Tournament brought to support the Veteran Success Resource Group. We're out here. This is a tremendous cause. They just had, what do you call that, dudes parachuting in from the sky to kick the tournament off.
Yeah.
They got people dressed in there's bagpipers, there's bomb squad folks out here, all to support veterans coming back from combat missions, and just very
clean. You know, I've never been to this course without playing, Jay.
I don't know what to tell you. So you're mad that we're not playing, which I understand.
Yeah.
Would you rather be in the prison cell studio? Because I would not.
Hell to
I would rather be here.
But if I'm at a golf tournament, I'd rather be playing. I'm just letting you know that.
We have done golf tournaments where we broadcast.
And I was never happy.
When we did the Avenel one, you were fine.
I played.
Not when the pros were playing.
But I can't play with the pros. I mean, but if it's like out here and I remember I helped kick this thing off when this place started.
Brian, I don't know what to say. Go play. I'm happy. I would.
Don't say that to
me. I would much rather be here than in the prison cell studio.
No, I never said I wanted to be in the studio.
And what's cool is, and I know it's difficult for you because a lot of these guys are your teammates, there are a ton of old Redskins players here. Hopefully we'll be able to get some of them to join us as they kind of come through. I saw Mark Griffin walking around. I saw Mark Mosley walking around. I saw Raven Caldwell walking around. I saw Ricky Irvins.
Yep.
A lot of folks. I didn't see Raleigh, but I'm sure there's a ton of folks here. It's going to be a fun one. I don't know how this is going to go. There may or may not be someone playing the bagpipes here in a moment, which I think will be the first time, at least in our show history, that there's a bagpiper going. Here's a question for you, B. I didn't think I'd ask this question. If bagpiper, or does it become like a bagpipeist? It's a bagpiper.
It's a person that's playing it.
Of gender.
If we want to be fair, would you say bagpipest? Is that what you put the EST on it normally, or the ESS normally when it's a woman?
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
The bag lady.
I don't think it's that.
Erykah Badu might be mad because that's her.
here come the bagpipes, Landfill. I know you're fired up for this. The pipes are calling. Good morning to the boys in the aquarium. How do you do?
What up, JP?
Jeff, I am shocked you're not out here.
I am
too. You stay hustling and working these golf tournaments.
I am too, man. I'm fine. I'm okay.
Okay. Heavy Metal Chris is here holding it down. We're all going to make it. It's a beautiful day outside.
It is.
B, did you get to watch any football last night?
I watched a lot of football, the whole game last night.
What'd you think?
Listen, man, I saw some dudes on D-lines getting after it. Let's just be real here. Preseason affects everybody. The lack of preseason, I'm saying. If it affects everybody. But some people, when you have a better team overall, you can get it. But the 49ers, we talk about how good of a roster the Jets have. The 49ers just look a lot better. And then
look loaded.
You have to tip your hat to Mike Shanahan in the beginning and Kyle Shanahan now. They get running backs. That kid last night was running that ball hard as hell, dude. When you see that, you wonder, why wasn't he drafted? And why isn't he starting on somebody's team? He can play.
Now, are you aware that his name is Jordan Mason?
Yeah.
They call him J.P. Mason. So maybe that's why he's so tough.
No, he's tough because he's not J.P. Finley.
I'm just saying. I don't know enough about this story, but obviously Christian McCaffrey didn't play. I didn't get to listen to the junks this morning.
Uh-huh.
What happened to their bet? Does that just get voided out when McCaffrey doesn't play?
But normally, what if you were to bet a game and you bet somebody and they don't play? How does that work at a real casino?
So I think a lot of those have like stipulations and rules, like at least one snap kind of thing?
This is the thing that I don't know if the 49ers get in trouble for this, but Mason said he was told Friday night he was starting.
So that's where this thing becomes complicated. And I hate it for the kid because he just had the game of his life. Like, let's just let him be excited and happy. And then all of a sudden this becomes about, was there a rule violation?
Yeah, but the kid just did what he was supposed to do. The kid, if you tell me I'm getting the ball, I take the ball and run with it.
Right.
But if they told him Friday night, why the hell we got to wait till right before the game to tell us, oh, Christian is ruled out? Well, you ruled him out already.
So, technically, and this is the injury report, dude, I bet they get fined on this. And I was kind of telling you how they take this way more seriously now. They didn't put McCaffrey as questionable on the injury report until Saturday. But Mason said in the postgame that he might have known he was starting by Friday night.
He didn't say might have. They say, when did they tell you? He said Friday night.
He said maybe Friday night. So he tried to give himself a little leeway.
It was on Friday.
But they probably
it was maybe Saturday.
I just think it's a little much, man. And then you read Florio on this. The 49ers, as evidenced by what Mason said, knew the truth. No one else did, presumably. In a world without legalized gambling and fantasy football, there's an all's fair dynamic that applies. But with money now changing hands based on decisions made in reliance on the information the team has provided, it's a problem. McCaffrey's out. Mason's in. He looks fantastic.
Yes, he did.
I don't know what the Jets got. I don't know if last night was a fair test for them. You know, like maybe they'll be a lot better down the line here. But I just think the Niners, again, just look like a wagon. Defensively, Fred Warner is so damn good.
They were running to the ball, though.
What'd you think of Rodgers?
Rodgers looks a little off to me.
Looks a little rusty.
And I understand that Rodgers throws a lot of off-kilter-like throws, but he did not seem like he was ever really pushing off that leg to me. He threw everything like with a foot in the air or falling back. And if he can't really push off that leg, he won't play a whole season like that.
Just listen to these possessions, man. Like, listen to the Niners' possession chart. So the first possession of the game, 3-and-out. Then it goes field goal, touchdown, field goal, touchdown, field goal, field goal, field goal, ball game. And they just took a knee.
Yeah, but they scored. They didn't. They went 3-and-out, and then they scored on, what, eight straight
possessions.
Their field goal kicker was on point.
Do you know what happened to me? Are you saying this to rub salt?
No, I don't know what the hell happened. What it messed you up?
Yeah. I was up 18 points in fantasy going into last night.
And then he hit a field goal?
And he had the Niners kicker.
Is he supposed to not kick?
No, but it just sucks that a kicker – I mean, Beamish.
Well, I feel sorry for your fantasy people. I like real football. That man did his job.
Kickers don't normally drop 30 points or whatever.
Hey, but it happens. Chip Lowmiller kicked a lot like that one time in the game.
Now
we won 15-10. Chip kicked every field goal over 50.
Dude, hold on. I want to pull this matchup up because this was just insane. And I know nobody cares about your fantasy team. I don't care. I care right now. I was up.
I don't.
His kicker dropped 26 points on me.
Good.
Bleep you. Not good. Celestin.
You wait till Thursday.
Damn it, Celestin. I texted him last night, and he's like, that's what my guy does. Speaking of kickers, we got some news yesterday after our program. They cut Cade York. They signed the kid from the Jets, Austin Siebert. I think that's his name. We got to watch him back when we were up there kicking in the rain. I thought he was fairly impressive, especially in the rain. He had a good preseason. Any surprise there whatsoever?
No, I expected it.
Yeah, I think, especially considering the conditions of the trade.
See, when you said that the other day and we had our discussion, I immediately felt like, okay, they're going to get somebody else in here. Yeah. If you can save a pick and you're gonna and the kid, you don't have to worry about it, then you're good.
They now have 3 seventh-rounders, B.
Hey, that's cool.
Hey, man, it's better than
– Hey, you could turn 3 seventh-rounders into another round.
Maybe 3 seventh-rounders becomes a sixth, or you just
– Somebody might get stupid and get a fifth.
I doubt that, but it's just
– They've got some dumb people in the league, bro.
It's just more – it's more throws at the dartboard, man.
But you want more darts. If you have to hit the bullseye, you want to have more darts to be able to throw more times, and I think that's one thing that they are damn good at. They keep trying to get more.
So for the for the Niners last night, after watching that game and watching the Lions the night before and watching the Eagles Friday night, who would you say is the favorite in the NFC? And the Cowboys beat the hell out of the Browns.
Cowboys beat the hell out of the Browns. Cowboys always beat people like that. But I
Cowboys are generally
I'm going to
really
go between the 49ers and the Detroit Lions.
When did I assume those two play each other?
Well, they played each other last year early, didn't they?
I don't know when, but I'm sure they will. I mean, to me, the toughness the Niners played with last night, I mean, but they ran the ball like 40 times, maybe 35.
I truly wanted to ask you the question, okay? We hear everyone talking about the rules of change and how people practice. How that team run around there last night? They don't look like they practice like everybody else. Because listen, and when they go to hit, you know, everybody in football now catches and fall, or catches and try to just put you down. They run through people. Okay, I'm watching them, and they have more than one coming. The way they play football, the way that I saw the Lions playing football, that's what I like to see. Okay, I understand what practice is and things like that, and all these people want to tell me about how much you care. If you care about the health of players, you wouldn't be trying to add more stuff to it.
Okay? Sure.
But the ultimate thing is, I keep saying it, if you're on the football field, you better play football. Okay, you got to go out there and go balls to the wall every damn chance you get. And people sit up here and want to tell me all the time, well, the game has changed. You didn't tell the 49ers that. You damn sure didn't tell Detroit that. You know, Kansas City does a damn good job of playing aggressive, too, and they play fast as hell. So nobody didn't tell them. So the people that are winning are playing the new game, the old game, and the people that are still trying to get there are playing this new game.
Well, another part of that. So our dear friend Danny Frank is walking by. What's the starting bid on the Hulk Hogan joint? I might need that, the Hulkster. They have auction items coming up later, and one of them is a signed Hulk Hogan T-shirt.
The Hulkamaniacs.
I don't know how or why, but my Instagram feed is now just all old school wrestling, and it's pretty damn awesome. So that's probably why the algorithm is just peeking into my brain. Mm. To make this Commanders relevant, right? I think what stood out to me is specifically with the Niners, the organizational depth they have. Like, Brandon Ayuk looked rusty, I thought. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But you lose McCaffrey, and the offense was still just humming.
They were.
Like,
why? Because they got an offensive
Jennings,
line.
Well, offensive line, but, like, even down the list at their skill positions, right? Like,
yeah, but I'm
the kid Mason is an undrafted guy they found. Like,
but see,
what they have built, I mean, hell, Purdy, even on the surface of Purdy, that was a seventh rounder.
Yeah, he's proved that wrong.
Of course, but, like, they found him. Nobody else took him.
Yeah, they found him, but what I'm trying to say, what I'm going to get to, I know where you're going with that, but nobody knew who the hell Mason was until he got into the game, huh?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, every time we sit up here, we say we have no names. We may have no names until they get on the field, until they start playing. So I would love for us to start in this town, give people a chance to make a name before you just automatically assume they're not, because everyone that came into the league didn't have a name until they started balling.
I think with
– that's a big old scan code.
That is a scan code.
I don't have to worry about it. You're going to get shoes with that money.
I think you're right, and I think in Washington –
you talking about the shoes?
Maybe both. But I think in Washington, when there is like, in Washington, it's like, oh, they got to put this sixth round rookie in, we're screwed, is the mindset.
But they
this
should,
undrafted
should,
kid. Whereas the Ravens, the Niners, these other organizations, it's like, all right, next man up, and they mean it, and they expect it
but
to work.
But we've seen people do it in this town before with people that weren't our top picks that have played. And I think you just got to give it some time. Because, like, listen, I can tell you one thing. I know groups always say that they don't feel pressure, they don't listen to what the public's saying. If the public is completely against something and they're very loud about it and they are very voiceless, I think they listen to that too. I've seen it happen.
Sure. You hope that if they draft well and develop well and this becomes the type of organization that's a real contender, what real contenders have, what the entire league has, are injuries. And things change week to week, right? Like, the entire league has that. But what the good teams have is an organizational understanding that so what? Like, the goal this week is to win. and we've got it, and we have to set forth on that plan.
And I think a lot of times, you know, even let's go inside that locker room where there are players in certain locker rooms, and I'm sitting there watching 5-4. What's his name again?
Warner.
I'm watching Fred Warner, how he plays and how he talks to the media. I'm listening to the words he's saying. Then you watch him in the game. This dude here is basically, he's the uplifter. Every time something happens, he's talking to his players. He's hyping them up. But I think that's the atmosphere that they built around there, where every player that's made the team believe I can be the one making the play. You know what I'm saying? And we've known around here, and sometimes I think things are changing. I think things are different now, where only certain people felt that they had the opportunity to make a difference, and other people were just trying to hold on. You have to make the 53rd guy. Hell, now since you got 17 people total on special on a free in the damn practice squad, the 70th guy should believe if I get my opportunity, I can make a difference. And physicality is something great. But if you are physical and you don't have a power and a strength in your mind to believe that you can make a difference, you're damn sure not going to make one. And I think that has to start happening more often where dudes believe.
Dudes believe and then in turn are believed in.
Yeah. And see, I watch Dan, and when people do good, he's up there. When they do bad, he's consoling them at that point.
Yeah.
You know, and I work with Coach Thompson, and everybody saw him as this big old guy that people were afraid of. But the dude was a gentle giant when he needed to get his people right, you know. And I see that in Dan. That's going to help his team out. You know, I know many fans don't want to hear it, but ultimately you don't just say we're going to build and then you get some people and you throw them in place and it's there. You have to build and let this thing work, you know. And then when it starts to work, then it goes. And it doesn't happen overnight. Although we have believed it's going to happen overnight for the last 20-something years, and it didn't. So if you don't believe it's going, if you're still believing it's going to happen overnight, then damn it, you need to change your mind.
Shout out to Scotty G on the stream. Good morning to everybody on the stream. Scotty G says, B-Mitch is drinking that bougie coffee. How much that fancy Starbucks cost this morning? $8?
$3 and something.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Starbucks was bad. I don't drink coffee.
No, I don't get, y'all go and buy, I'll buy sugar and taste. I get coffee.
I don't get anything.
With two Stevias.
I get
no
Celsius.
Cream. Black coffee.
You know how much Celsius costs at my hotel in
how
Tampa?
Much? It was like more than this coffee.
It was like $7.
Mm-hmm. But you bought them. You drank them.
I needed some caffeine.
I got some.
I get the 20-pack from Wegmans, dog. $17.99.
The highest I go is a Cafe Americana when they put a little two espresso shots in there.
You know what I enjoyed? I don't know how on earth he landed on this, but I saw on Twitter last night, Cameron. Like everybody randomly, there's a moment in the incredibly constant price gouging inflationary era with which we live in. Every once in a while, there's a moment where you're like, damn, how much is this? Doug Kammerer last night posted a picture of Miracle Whip. Was like, listen, I don't care if I get made fun of for liking Miracle Whip. There's no way this should cost $10.
Doug, that's not mayonnaise, bro.
And then everybody just responded to him making fun of Miracle Whip.
That's not mayonnaise, bro. You going to drink artificial mayonnaise?
Yeah, I guess so. All right, a lot for us to do today.
Miracle Whip is a spread.
Listen, I'm not a Miracle Whip expert. Barstool Nate will join us at 11. 1 o'clock, really excited.
Does he have to?
Marty Smith from ESPN will join us. Just a really unique character in the ESPN landscape. Really excited to talk to him. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn yesterday, kind of what he talked about, specifically with Jaden running the ball. We're just getting warmed up live at the Heroes and Legends Golf Tournament 1757. Going to be a fun day.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. NFL Week 2 is here, and you can start the season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel, you get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Well, we have the Thursday night game coming up, and the Bills are going down to the Dolphins. And you know what? If you want to have a same game parlay, you can go with Dalton Kincaid, anytime touchdown. Tyreek Hill, over receiving yards. He'll have some motivation still from what happened to him last week. Josh Allen, I'll go with the underpassing yards because Josh seems to be running instead of the overpassing yards. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel, sportsbook is official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLE.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live out at 1757 for the Heroes and Legends Golf Tournament. A lot of good money getting raised for good people supporting veterans when they come back. It's astonishing when you read these stats of how little support there is, and like, yeah, just the financial troubles, man. It's disappointing. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to give away tickets to Marley Brothers later this month. That should be a really good show. I tell you, I watched that Bob Marley movie. Have you watched that?
No.
I think you'd like it.
I'm not a movie guy.
I know you like Bob Marley.
I love Bob Marley, but if I watch a whole movie, it's going to take me like four or five times to watch it.
You're going to fall asleep, though?
I'm falling asleep, dude.
Jeff, did you watch the Bob Marley movie?
So I watched it when it came out in theaters.
Yeah, it was good, didn't you think?
Then he went home and acted it out.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. I don't know what that would mean either.
I'll explain to you later.
This is pretty interesting. Ben Baldwin, we've had him on the program before. I think he's a D.C. local guy. He's a hardcore. Calling some of this stuff analytics is unfair because there's no analysis involved in this, right? This is just he compiles statistics in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I found this pretty remarkable, man. First and 10 against – now, there's only – this is last year. First to 10 pass rate last season was pretty remarkable how infrequent the Washington offense was throwing the ball, which it would seem so bizarre. But they first to 10, they almost always ran it, and then they'd throw it on the consecutive downs.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the games got away from them, as they repeatedly did in that game, in that season.
They'd throw it on the first?
Then they'd have to, right?
Yeah.
I think – looking at Sunday's game with Cliff Kingsbury, I think they had a lot more variety on first and 10.
Yeah.
Kind of with a day to absorb it and react to what we saw around the league. Thanks very much. What do you make of offensively what you saw?
In the game?
Yeah.
Sunday? I think there were things that were there that, and I think Tampa Bay Buccaneers made them throw the ball up front for the most part.
Yeah.
They missed opportunities down the field. But I think, like you said, he did have variety in it. And I think everyone looking for the motion. The back switching size sometimes is motion. That back switching from the T position over to the – on the right to the left makes that linebacker moves, you know what's happening. That back moving from the I down to the T or vice versa. It gives you something and it shows you a little bit. I think it was okay. And I think as Jaden gets a little bit more experience with it and gets more better feel, you're going to see the results of it. You know, you go back and you check out some parts of that game, he didn't do as bad as some may think. He did a lot better than what people may think, especially first time going out against a team like that.
Are there people that think he did bad?
It's those out there who wants to knock the offense, and they go to Cliff, and then he and Cliff the ones that take the brunt.
I don't think – if you don't think Jaden did great, I think that's reasonable, but in no way was he bad. Dude, he's a rookie quarterback that didn't turn the ball over.
But nobody should –
that, to me,
no one
like,
should expect great in the first game.
To me, I think arguably the most impressive thing he did was not turn the ball over.
I'm with that.
Think about what we've seen over the last few years where we've got veterans, or Howell wasn't a veteran, but he turned it over.
Well, let's just say, Jay, it's a lot of passive-aggressive conversations that goes on where they try to use little things that – and I'll talk about it, like what didn't happen, why it didn't happen, and they point the finger at him when ultimately, no, you're looking at the wrong thing.
I think what I hope to see, and this is something Dan Quinn kind of said, is that over time, and you've got to allow for some time,
yep,
that he uses, I do not want him to stop running because he's the best athlete on the field and you want to take advantage of it.
Totally.
But over time, you can evolve into more of what like Mahomes does, or even guys that aren't nearly the athlete he was, but where you evade the rush and you stay behind the line of scrimmage, and then you might be able to hit a big play downfield in the pass game.
Yeah.
Like, use your legs, but you don't necessarily have to look to run immediately.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes take the 8-yard gain, the 14-yard gain.
But that all comes with experience, and I think that's the ultimate thing where people act as if some are granted that right to get the experience and some aren't. And I think once the experience happens, you will see a lot more of that, because I believe totally when you have the ability to run a football and you can throw the ball effectively like he can, you basically have a cheat code.
Yeah.
You know, and like the thing, so I was looking at the thing with Baker, how Baker looked. Baker's on his fourth team in 7 years. Okay. Baker has gone through hell and high water. He's gone to the bottom. Teams got rid of him. So he's on his fourth team in 5 years. He finally got it. And I think a lot of time when people see, when you're in a game against a guy that's playing it well, they go, oh, look how good he is. 7 years and four teams will give you that if you're going to figure it out. So I just think the patience needs to just be a little bit more out there. Because, you know, I hear things.
Yeah, I
think. Some people see dead people. I hear people say it.
I think if you look at, now, Lamphill, this is a drum Lamphill has banged. Bung? What is the past of banged? Banged, right? Lamphill has banged this drum for a while that if the defense is going to continue to be so bad, we're not necessarily getting a really good look at what the offense can be.
Yeah.
I think if you look at, so look at these, this week one tiers chart of offensive expected points per play.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, you're ahead of zero on this, right? Because the more expected points per play means the more explosive offense you're playing. Offensively, the Commanders from Sunday's game ranked certainly the top half, maybe top third of the NFL in expected points per play offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, though, they were so bad, they were worst in the league.
Okay.
So, like, if that defensive numbers can go up a hair,
it helps offense out.
I also think, dude, and not to oversimplify this, but Cade York is gone. Some of it, I think, was coaching decisions. Trying the 56-yarder, I'm not sure how smart that was to give them the field position right there when he missed it. Same with the missed, what was that, 46-yarder? When I think they should have gone for it on 4th-and-3. But, like, those misses. And then the damn kid kicks it out of bounds. So they get the ball to 40.
I keep telling, that was the absolute worst play of the whole game.
But, like, when you're also making it easier for a veteran quarterback with good receivers and the highest-paid offensive lineman in football and Tristan Wirfs, like, they really didn't help themselves in all three capacities.
Mm-hmm.
The offense was by a mile the highest performing unit of Washington on Sunday, and I still don't think we saw, like, at all what they are.
No. We didn't see – we saw the possibilities and capabilities of what they could possibly be, but we didn't see how good they can be. Because a lot of times when we sit up here, when someone tells me one thing is happening, I always go to something else because football, it works that way. Football, when your coverage is bad, your D-line can look bad. Or when your D-line is bad, your coverage can look bad. If your offense sucks, your defense can have some trouble. And vice versa. If your defense sucks, then your offense can have trouble. When you start getting people handling their jobs, I listened to the Giant on the Junks this morning. He said, I'm just going to work on getting myself better to be get to my best. If everybody handles their job, then you'll notice this thing will come along a lot quicker. But if you think you could just have a dominant defense completely and your offense could just be bad and it's going to work, it ain't going to work. You know, like what the Ravens did that year, the Ravens weren't just good. They were great. They were scoring on their defense. They took over the offensive job. That's why they won. Normally when you got one bad side and one good side, you don't win. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live 1757 Golf Club, Ashburn, VA. You know why it's called 1757?
Why?
I just found this out.
Why?
That's when Loudoun County was founded.
Hmm.
How about that?
Long you know that? Time ago.
Do you know that Landfill is a Loudoun County resident?
You just looked that up or somebody told you?
I did, actually.
Oh, you did? Well, congratulations. Yeah. I found it out because it's on the wall by the men's room.
Oh, okay.
So two things I wanted to talk about from Sunday's game specifically, and then I want to play this Peyton Manning audio from last night. But everybody's talking about the deep shot they missed to Terry.
Okay.
If you go back and watch the throwback to Luke,
yeah,
the play was there.
Luke just didn't throw it.
And Dan joked about that Sunday night. And he joked about it yesterday. Like, he wasn't – the play was there, and they needed it, you know?
Most coaches feel like this. We work on this all week, and you have it. You have the look. You better damn well do it.
And I think if they got – I'm curious if you agree with me here. If they got either of those big plays to hit, if – we don't know what the Luke shot would have become, but if he at least took the shot, or if
– Terry caught
it. If Jaden and Terry connect on that deep shot, I think either of those things changed the flow of that game. A big play would have not allowed Tampa to force everything underneath quite as much as they did.
Because now they have to back up and worry about it because you hit it.
Right.
And I think either of those plays could have affected. Now, I'm not going to say that we automatically would have won the game, but it would have affected the flow of the game and things would have changed up. But I think I just don't understand why we expect people to be perfect in their first game. When we got team, Aaron Rodgers is a veteran quarterback considered one of the best in history. He wasn't hitting everything right yesterday.
No.
So it's the mindset that a lot of people have that it baffles me just a little bit.
Yeah, I don't. This I'm going to say something that will surprise you that you always tell me, like. The people on social media, whatever. Like, if somebody has drawn a conclusion that Jaden is bad based on Sunday's game, ignore him.
I ignore that.
It's far too premature.
No, but I'd like to always just put it out there so those who like to listen to the stupid people don't become stupid.
Okay.
See, let's be real now. Society is not like it was when if someone says something, you will vet it. Today, people just see something and they automatically believe it. So as much as they see stupidity on social media and some radio stations, I think we should at least throw out some positive stuff and put out some another mind, another way of thinking. So then they got two choices to choose from. And if they choose to go with the stupid one, then you're just stupid.
Well, we also live in a world where everybody thinks all information is fake and like wants to consider where it came from and who knows. We're just talking.
Well, not really, because they've seen to buy everything they hear when it's posted on this crap.
Whoever the dude was that tweeted me and B-Mitch the list of first ever performances by rookie quarterbacks, I believe Philip Rivers was at the top of that. If you happen to be listening to the program, tweet that at us again, please. Also, if
it was on Twitter?
It was on Twitter.
Okay, you know, I don't look at Twitter.
Well, how'd you see it then?
I looked on. I normally just go straight to IG. That's why I've been looking here the whole damn time. So I missed it.
This is also a direct, you've told me to do this. If anybody has a bike rack I can have, I'd also like that, please. A bike rack. For like the girls' bikes. Like
I got one.
You got a spare?
Yeah, I'm getting a new one.
Okay, whenever you're ready, thanks.
Cost you $2,500. No,
I'm out. I need a cheap, easy one because we got a fancy one and I can't work
it. I do have one at the house, though.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you. All right, well, then we solved that problem. Brandon Ayuk, we had to deal with so much Brandon Ayuk stuff for so long, and you and I said all along, this is all so he lands back in San Fran with a fresh contract.
Totally.
Like, I think this was all contract talk.
I found it, Jay. Bam.
Okay, great. We'll get to that then. Brandon Ayuk last night in that game. Now, it would have been a hell of a catch, but he dropped a touchdown, and I think Peyton Manning is really pretty reserved in being critical of players.
Mm-hmm.
I think Peyton and Eli are really good on the Manning cast. Did you see the Ayuk drop?
I saw it.
Okay. This is Peyton and Eli reacting to that play last night from the Manning cast.
Man to man, Jennings.
throw.
Ayuk, he's a little rusty, Pate. You know, he's missed all training camp.
Get signed, get in training camp. There's a reason for training camp. You need it. We need the reps.
Oh.
Get those contracts done earlier so we can get in training camp. We don't drop balls on opening night.
Right, it's probably one thing catching passes, running routes. All of a sudden, you're laying out for a pass, full speed, diving. That's, you know, that's why, yeah, those happen in camp. You make those, you practice those. That's just a little rusty right there.
You're still catching balls at a high school field from some quarterback that's 45 years old, my age. You're not catching balls from your quarterback. Get signed, get in camp, and we don't drop the ball.
Peyton was pissed.
He was pissed. I'll say this. He's right. But then again, tell the teams, get their people in camp. You're going to sign them any damn way. So
don't you think he eventually signed the same deal that was there 3 weeks ago?
That's what they said. Yeah. That's what they said it ended up being. But still, I mean, the team can have a different approach as well.
Yeah.
You know, get him in camp. I said exactly what they just said when I saw the play. I say, if he had been in camp and was in shape, he'd have ran right through that ball and caught it.
I think, like, the team could have a different approach. I'd look at the Cincinnati Bengals, who are clearly just slow playing this Jamar Chase thing when the market's been set. The Niners' organizational reputation, that the money was there.
I think if the team was on the up and up completely, then the players wouldn't have to do these outlandish things to make sure that they get what they need. Yeah, the whole league.
What stood out to me specifically with that, though, is, and I think I put this in the text thread last night, is you always say players need to play football to play football.
Totally.
And I think Ayuk is a stud receiver.
Yes.
I think eight times. Now, that's a tough play. So I'll say 8 times out of 10, he makes that play. Maybe 9.
It's probably 9 out of 10. If he was in shape, he doesn't have to lay out for that. You know, he runs through that thing. Because when he laid out, he damn near put his hands past the ball. You know, if he just runs through it, you catch it. And I think that's a lot of time where when you're in complete shape, you know I can run fast through this thing. When you're not, you go, oh, man, I may not make it. So you dive. And you know what diving does? Oh, at least he tried. He gave great effort. But when you dive, you're less apt to catch the ball because you're not worried about hitting the ground when you're running through it. You're worried about hitting the ground when you're diving for it.
So I noticed this a little bit, too, and I was curious if you did. Danny on the stream just said, the 49ers looked pissed at Ayuk, too, after that play on the sidelines. No one helped him up or even really looked at him. It did seem like...
That was his second one he missed in the game.
Yeah, man, it seemed like, who knows, they ended up rolling, so that's a pretty easy way to have a game with mistakes.
But see, players...
I also thought he got up and looked a little glazed-eyed, like maybe he hit his head on the ground.
But the one he caught on the sideline was a little bit difficult, and he might almost let that one go.
I know.
You know, it's just like the little things. Debo, when he went over the goal line, that ball started coming out. He was able to pull it back in. Why? Because he's been practicing, and he has all the little different things you can do to keep playing. His team was probably pissed at him. They were. Because you know what, dude? We went out here working all this time. You signed the same damn deal they offered you like 4 or 5 weeks ago. You could have been here and you would have been better for us. But it'll go away soon because they know what he's capable of.
Totally. And you can be pissed a little early, but then when you win by 2 touchdowns,
you don't worry
about it. The beer tastes a little colder. You know what I mean? And everybody kind of keeps moving. I enjoyed Peyton kind of taking him to task publicly like that. And the play, I'm so glad we don't have to hear about Brandon Ayuk anymore. They did flash a thing, like a stat during the game. The Niners have the highest paid DN, the highest paid running back, the second highest paid tackle.
Yeah, the third highest paid tight end.
Right.
Yeah.
And then two receivers making 30 mil or 27 mil, whatever Debo's making. Like,
but the Niners have been known to pay their players for years. That's not just new.
Next year, they got to pay Purdy, though.
Yeah. And it's going to change up for things. So if they don't
win one, get to 65.
He damn well might. He's been farther than Dak. Think about that.
Who do you think's better between him and Dak?
I don't know. I mean, it's depending on what you're doing. If Dak had the same arsenal that Purdy has, they would have won a Super Bowl by now.
Yeah.
If Purdy was in there in Dallas with just receivers and no running back per se, will he be as good as he is? You never know. I don't know. But I know he's going to get his money. One thing about the NFL, if you're a quarterback, it doesn't make a difference how great you are. It's when you become free And are you leading? And what have you? How far is your team going?
Quarterbacks get their money, and Paul Henry makes your house better. I'm telling you from experience, Paul has changed my home, lowered my utility bills, and just made it a more comfortable place to live. And one of the best things with Paul, it's not like Brandon Ayuk and the Niners. There's no contentious negotiations. Nobody has to hold out because Paul will give you the best options at the best price points and make it work for you and your family. If you call in September, you get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and up to $500 off doors.
Well, I call Paul back every time I need something done at the house. You know, my house has been there for like 30-plus years. Now I moved in 1993, and now it's 2024. So you start to have some issues. And when I had the issues with the windows, I reached out to Paul. He did a great job with the house. And then I had a garage that I had built later. He came in. He took care of that for me. Now he's working on some doors, and also I have this walkway, and I want to get it done. And Paul looked at it, and they're like, oh, this guy didn't use the right wood. Well, you know, sometimes people try to screw you. That's the thing that Paul doesn't do. He doesn't try to mess over you. He's going to try to be fair with you, because when you're fair with someone and you do a great job, they keep calling you back, and you keep getting opportunities. I sent them to some of my neighbors. He did a great job for them, too. So if you want to get some windows right now, reach out to my friend Paul Henry, and you get $100 off each window and with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. So contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.